People all over Southern California are evacuating their homes, many never to see them again. Here in Los Angeles, people are generally unaffected, but not unmoved.
It's very painful. It's very disgusting for the fact that the people are just losing their homes and their property.
The fire department, the sheriffs, police, they're all handled like they always do. Excellent.
Well, they doing the best they can. I was just watching the news last night. They look like they trying all they could. But what I think they should do, I think they should try to get some more, like, airplanes to knock down the fires more.
Some say those who live in the hills near forests and brush are taking an unnecessary risk.
It's unfortunate, but there's not, if you live up in the mountains and the hills, you kind of have to be prepared for that kind of activity.
And others say the city itself might not be safe much longer.
When I see the map, Los Angeles, right? And then I see all the fires like surrounding Los Angeles. So we're maybe kind of thinking, well, the ones that started the ones, maybe they want to come into the city and start some fires here. So we're all kind of like vigilant, looking for like suspicious behavior and stuff like that. We all get that way. Oh, we're next.
Even if you live in a generally unaffected area like Los Angeles, you can still help those in need through donations. But beware, fire officials are warning that some people asking for donations on behalf of fire departments are really scam artists. One sign of a scam is if an organization calls you and offers to pick up a check. Links to real charity organizations can be found on the Annenberg Radio website. Sam Farber, Annenberg Radio News.